In Atlanta? No.
Big time.
I thought that was the safest place in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Party wants to be a food voyeur.
Wow.
Let me watch you eat.
I don't want to make... Gracie's eating an apple. You can't watch it. But I have this thing, for those that don't know, is that I like to watch people eat.
I thought you didn't like to watch people eat.
No, I don't like the sounds of certain things. That's that misophonia thing. But I like to watch people eat.
Like a kink or like a foot fetish type of thing?
No, like, not like a foot fetish. It's just that everybody eats different. That's one thing everybody's different about, is how they eat, how they chew, and the way they eat. Right.
But you have hangups about chewing too, because we used to work with somebody and the way they ate drove you crazy.
Yeah, that's just it. Because of the fact that if you, like, Gracie's a great eater. I can tell that right now.
She
chews
Gracie.
Nicely. She has her mouth closed. She's chewing away. And then you have the people that don't chew with their mouth closed, and they're yammering and talking, and you see everything. And then they have the people that shovel. Got to eat. You got those people. There's just so many different ways that people eat. I have not yet. I've yet to see how I eat. I have no idea. I'm
really
hoping
something.
It's not horrible. I've seen you eat.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you've had comments about it.
Yeah, that's because you, that's when we're on the radio and you had to eat fast, you know, in mm-hmm. between, and you had yes. to shovel food in. And that's literally what you were doing.
Yeah. I'm used to eating fast because of yes. the fact that, like, eating in restaurants or eating, performing and stuff like that, like, you didn't have a lot of time to eat.
Yeah.
And so you had to pick your moments, and it literally meant moments. Like, you didn't have a whole lot of time. I also feel like there's not enough, I hate the fact that lunches, like kids' lunches at school, they only yeah. get like 20, 25 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm totally serious.
It seemed like when I was younger, it was it an hour? I don't even know. Because we're able to eat, hang out, smoke cigarettes in the parking lot, and go back. There was no rush.
In grade school?
No, not grade school. That's not even fair. In grade school, they should be allowed to take a little bit more time, even though all their classes they're taking are easy. You know, in grade school, they're just
only get 20 to 25 minutes. And there was this problem like a year or two ago
with Declan,
with Mara's class, okay. on account of the fact that the lunchroom isn't big enough for everybody to eat at the same time. So they have to like rotate them out in shifts.
Oh,
and the kids that were before them were okay. taking a longer time, and it was cutting into their time. So they were even getting less time to eat. And finally, like, a bunch of parents complained. They're like, dude, a kid can't eat in 15 minutes. Like, you just can't. That's like not healthy or right.
Yeah, I hear you. It doesn't seem right. You got to shovel it down. I'm sure there's a line. I mean, it's all changed since, you know, we're younger, I'm sure, right? I mean, it seems like they have every type of food that you can even imagine. And they have, like, restaurants and like, sandwich places, stuff like a catering and food
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. That wasn't the case. I mean, we were old school, you know, pizza, which I can still see and taste.
The square, the rectangle.
The square, all that stuff, yeah. So, anyway, I'm hung up on...
People eating.
And this is the most disappointing thing. Now, people can't see this, right? They can't see what we're seeing.
Okay.
You can see Molly and I if you're watching. Now, ever since I brought this up,
Gracie's hiding,
which
eating.
Is the only one I can see.
I don't
hiding.
Blame her.
Now she's
you're
hiding.
You're ruthless. You could be you have been. I have overheard you. I'm going to have like a borderline eating disorder when I eat with you. You've got all sorts of opinions.
Super Gracie, our producer, will never eat in front of me again now.
I don't blame you, Gracie. We can go
over to the side. I can't even see her. I wish I could see her.
Together. However you eat, Gracie, is fine with me.
It's fine. It tells us she's a great eater. She's an awesome eater.
The fact that you comment, the fact that you have categories for people's eating styles, you are a great eater. Usually parents say that because like their kids eat anything. Like he's a good eater. You know, like he'll eat broccoli and he'll eat sauerkraut and whatever. You say it like literally how someone consumes the food, how they get it from plate to mouth.
To mouth.
And then down the hatch.
Well, Wylene is a beautiful eater. She's a great eater. Oh. And if I wasn't, I mean, if she was not.
You wouldn't be together.
I wouldn't be together. I mean, I straight up, that is no lie. So she's a great eater.
She's great at a lot of things. She's very patient.
She's not only patient, she's just perfect. You know,
I was thinking more and more about us doing the live show and you standing up for the fit check and you being excited that you got 80 people to look at your crotch. And I'm thinking
the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. And I'm like, his wife is in the audience. Well, she's like, there's my man.
All right.
Making the whole room look at his crotch. That's right, guys. That belongs to me.
All right. So just if you're new to the whole deal, we had our live show podcast. Thanks for everybody coming out at the Herd at Sports Bar in La Vista on this past Saturday. Right. And so I was looking for an outfit because I kind of knew what you were going to wear. I wasn't sure what you're going to wear, but I kind of knew. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I finally found out what I wanted to wear. I got it ordered and I just wanted to be like Ken. So it's like Ken gear. It literally is, because we've made fun of this for a while. And as I put it on, Wylene's staring at my crotch. She's like, And so now I'm humping the air. I'm like, I'm going to go up there and go, yeah, look at this. Look at this. Right. Jokingly. Cut to.
You really did it. She's like, I thought that was a at home joke. You're like, no. It's an everywhere joke.
It's an everywhere joke.
She's like, I would appreciate it if we had kept it an at-home joke.
Uh-huh. She had fun. Everyone had fun.
It was a great night.
But like my brother-in-law, Manuel, I take every word that he says to heart because he doesn't hold back. He says it the way he sees it. And it's, you know what I mean? He's real talk.
Yeah.
And he's always been real talk. I've respected everything he's ever said, even though sometimes I'm like, hey man, that's only cause my ego's getting away, but he was happy with the show. 100%. I think we did some things and like Colin, the oldest, and also Oliver kind of looked at me differently. It was kind of weird cause I don't think they ever look at or watch the podcast or anything like that. So much as seen us on stage.
Did they look at you differently after you humped the air? Was that the moment they started looking at you differently?
No, afterwards. Oliver did say to Wylene before I didn't get the chance to say bye to him, but he did say, it's funny that, you know, Mike says all these weird things at home and all these stuff like that, that he actually says the same kind of stuff on a podcast and on stage. I was like
There's no blurring the lines.
There really isn't. It was fun, though. I felt comfortable. I thought, we watched it. Everything was great. I think I wouldn't be able to go back and go, this is what I want to do different.
No, it was a fun show. I mean, I think I think everybody who came had a great time. I mean, unless they were just lying to us, like, you're a good eater. And they got to the car and they were like, that is a sloppy eater. That was a great show. And then they get there and they're like, that was the worst show ever.
Yeah. I would love to know if someone hated it. I can't imagine so. But we're doing it again, too, by the way. A lot of there was a lot of things going on. First of all, there was the River 30th anniversary with 311 and Sublime. They were all there. 38 Special was in town. Hello.
Yikes. I mean, how did we compete?
Yeah. Comedian. Who's the comedian to Funny Bone?
Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson sold that baby out. We sold ours out, too. And that's just a sign that we live in a pretty good city.
Yeah.
With a lot of variety of taste when it comes to wanting to do things. And plus, I talked to almost everyone there.
It's like a wedding reception, isn't it?
It was like a wedding reception. It was a party. People, if you missed it, I'm sorry. You got to go to the next one for sure. It is unlike anything that you'd ever go to. You know, you can't get the same type of show anywhere else. I really, truly believe that. because we're not hiding behind a curtain. We're not doing green screens or what is that? Green room stuff. Green. I mean, we greeted everyone with a smile because of the fact that we appreciate all the support we've had all the years. So, yeah. No,
it was fun.
Eat something. Yeah.
I'm not eating anything in front of you.
You know what today is, though?
What is it?
Do you want to know? Yeah, you want to know.
What is it?
It is National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? How many hot dogs? Are you getting out your roller?
No.
Your hot dog roller? Why not?
Maybe later.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Oh, is that potato salad? You are so gross. Talk about a gross eater. Wow, what's that on your lip?
This is a chili dog.
You're talking with your mouth full. You're breaking one of your own rules right now.
This is a chili dog with cheese and coleslaw on top.
Mm-hmm. You would disgust yourself. I can't wait for you to watch this and just realize you're like, I was doing all the things I said I shouldn't. I was talking while I was eating. I had an open mouth at one point. Everybody can see your food right now. You're laughing and it's just all over the tongue.
Come on.
Hey, man.
Enjoy National Hot Dog Day.
Mirror you.
Choke.
Don't choke. That's the other thing. You love eating on camera. That's the one thing I'm noticing about
you. I love eating in front of you.
Why?
Because the stuff that I eat, you don't like.
No, I don't.
I mean, think about that. I just made a chili dog with some smoked Havarti cheese, right?
Yeah.
And I just dumped a bunch of coleslaw on top of it to give it a crunch. Gross.
Here I am. Okay, so I just got back to Chicago after like basically 3 weeks in Omaha.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to the store today and it was so funny because I got to the checkout and it's like all vegetables. It's like nothing, zucchini, cucumbers, lettuce, all sorts of fresh herbs, everything, apples, peaches, bananas, strawberries, blueberries. So I get up there and this lady's bagging it up. And I was like, look at me and my aspirational shopping. I said, I would love to know how much is this is going to have to be composted in about 5 days.
You think you'll finish it all?
I would like to. Now, whether I don't know.
That's the thing. Whenever I buy stuff like that, I buy it primarily for the wife. You know, the vegetables and stuff like that. I'm not a big snacker of vegetables, like, obviously.
I don't get the snacking. I'm not a vegetable snacker. I'll have fruit as a snack, but I'm not like a carrot stick. And I know I wish I did.
Yeah, you have to dip it. You have to dip that stuff.
I have a recipe that I'm planning on making tonight. Fingers crossed that I don't suddenly audible and be like, let's fire up that home and run pizza.
So is it? Home run in. I just bought two. So let's tell me what it is. Are you cooking all the vegetables together and just having a medley of something?
No. So tonight I am making Greek turkey meatballs with a farro and romaine salad.
Okay.
So I've made the farro. I have triple washed and chopped the romaine. God, is that just the hot dog? Why is it that color? Oh, my God. It looks like you're eating. Does not look good.
It's a red freaking hot dog,
Molly. That is really not a good-looking hot dog. That looks like you're eating a finger. It looks like you're a carnivore. A cannibal, I mean. You are a carnivore, but it looks like you're a cannibal. Like you're like, yeah.
It's the winner's red dog. You can't get him anywhere but Nebraska.
Looks like you're eating a ding-dong.
It kind of does in the camera. Looks like I'm eating a wiener.
It does. I mean, you are, but it doesn't look like an encased meat. It looks like.
I invited Gary, the postman in, and I took his wiener.
Oh, my God. You're
I'm sorry.
It's a federal offense. I don't think you can harm
I didn't harm him.
You, he's if you cut off his hand,
and I didn't. I took his wiener out of his hand.
sure.
Well, yeah,
no, so I got all the ingredients to have this like super healthy salad for dinner tonight.
Delish.
Let's see if it happens.
Do you think you'll punt and go right to pizza? After being
I had pizza.
For a couple weeks?
No, we had pizza when we got home from Chicago. We got home from Omaha.
Out of the freezer.
Yeah. Okay. We had one of those home run in pizzas. Okay. And then,
by the way, if you've never had home run pizza, though, they do exist at Walmart locally. I just picked up a couple. They don't have all the flavors that you guys have, but yeah, they have them here. And I don't eat frozen pizza.
Oh, really?
Until you gave me that. I was like,
I love frozen pizza.
Yeah. Maybe I do too, but I just can't eat it. So, I mean, I just don't eat it, better yet. But now I do because of you. Thank you.
I just didn't realize. I think you were the one. No, my aunt told me about the fact that, they get frozen pizza, but then they doctor it up.
I do that. Yeah.
And you do it as well. Uh-huh. And that was, a game changer for me. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, really?
Totally, new that. Human. I never thought about putting my own stuff onto it, you know? I think jalapenos would be really good.
Oh, they're fantastic. So what we used to do is just grab the cheese pizza.
Uh-huh.
And then we would load that baby up with stuff and add more cheese, a little bit more cheese on the top. Yeah, that thing is giving me little bit of burps.
Don't you have to fast before you get your surgery?
Not till 11:30.
So you're just going to hot dog shit. They probably don't want you eating that stuff, though. I mean, I would think that before surgery, they'd be more interested in a Greek turkey meatball salad with farro. Well,
it's only a 40. Just so people know, I got to get my knee scoped and they're going to clean it out because I have a torn meniscus in there that I've had forever. And now it's time to get it done. It literally is a 45-minute surgery. That's it. You know, the weird thing is they want me to hydrate like crazy.
Yeah.
Drink tons and tons of Gatorade. It's like crazy.
Why?
Amounts of Gatorade. I don't know. They have me drinking 24 ounces since Sunday, which doesn't seem like a lot to me. Whatever, I can drink it all day.
I wonder if it's just some random thing. They're like, let's see if we can get this guy to drink 24 ounces. Oh, yeah. And you've got to drink 24 ounces of the blue Gatorade. There's a special... I wish I could say red or green, but it really is the blue.
It's the blue stuff, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
You come in, you've got purple blue lips.
Blue tongue. Yeah, so that goes down today.
Yeah.
If we're in Wednesday land.
We're in Wednesday land.
Today. And so I don't know what it's going to be like after that. So basically, we've got two sets of stairs. We got six stairs and then six stairs going up. Now I'm going to permanently live on the top level and then six steps down. So I had to move everything from the bottom floor, the mm-hmm. bottom level area. Our house is not that big, but it's big enough. And so I had to move everything that I would need down there up to the main level. So I don't have to take a crutch down a stair because I'm afraid of falling down the stairs.
Are you able to sleep in your own bedroom or is that?
I'll be able to get up and I'll be able to get down, but I don't want to risk it by taking too many chances, you know, because falling up a stair. Okay. I can catch myself falling down the stairs with a crutch and a surgery, whatever you want to call it, up knee. That sounds painful. So I don't want to risk it. So the funny thing is, so I moved, we have a fridge in the garage. So I moved everything in there that I have that I might want for snacks. I have queso.
I love that this is an entire, I had to shift. I had to move a lot of food today.
Well, get this.
What are you keeping in there?
Well, I have queso and just hot dog, whatever. I mean, I don't know. I just want to make sure I have it up there because I don't like to crowd up our main fridge up top. Because
you do know that Wylene is fully mobile. You could.
I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to make her be my full-time nurse like that. I would just do my own thing. The one thing I did do is move on the lower level area. I have a little bar area where I have my, tequila and glasses.
Yeah, I know that area.
Mm-hmm. I moved all that stuff to the kitchen area.
Shocker.
Shocker.
Shocker. What? Tequila in a kitchen? Dude.
Hey, sweetheart. Weird. She doesn't even know yet. It's almost shameful because I'm like,
are you hiding it? I mean, it's not like you're hiding it.
No, I thought about it. So I'm just going to, I have two big bottles. Because I don't know how long it's going to be before I can safely take stairs. So I'm just going to put two big bottles in my cups all up there. And then I'm just going to hang out there.
Well, aren't they going to have you on painkillers?
Mm-mm. They're just going in with the scope and stuff and like a little tiny thing.
Uh-huh.
They're just going in like that. They're not going to cut me open and stuff like that. They're just
so then why do you need crutches if it's just a little scope?
Because I can't put any pressure on it.
Ah.
Yeah. So I have to stay pressure off. Mm-hmm. Oh,
boy. But some good stuff no, here, man. They don't, pardon?
This is some good stuff here. They don't what?
But they don't prohibit you from drinking? It seems like after a surgery like that, they'd be like, you know, cool it for a little bit.
No, well, they don't want me
drinking. Like, if they did, I didn't listen to that part of the seminar.
Well, they don't want me drinking 24 hours before. That's it.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything else on that. I don't know why they would. I mean, I'm sure it'd be done.
So when do you have to cut it off today?
I don't know. 24 hours before.
What time is the surgery? What are you drinking in your cup?
12:15 tomorrow.
You're past your cutoff time. Are you drinking right now?
No, this is Gatorade. I told you they wanted me to drink a bunch of Gatorade.
Mm. Why don't I believe you?
Blue lips. Blue lips.
Blue lips. All right. So A-list alert. There's some really wild stuff going on.
Yes, so there is.
Beyonce, her choreographer and a dancer were out to dinner in Atlanta and had left their rental car in a parking garage. Like, I mean, normal stuff. They came back. They were gone for an hour. They came back. Everything was stolen. They smashed out the back window. They took their suitcases. Well, in those were Beyonce's unreleased music. Her there are four set lists.
Can you believe that? Four disc
five.
Drives. Five. They took those laptops. So real quick, Beyonce was performing in Atlanta that time. Now Atlanta people are freaked out and pissed off. They're like, now she'll never come back here again.
No.
I know. I'm with you there. But she's like, wants her stuff. This is all unreleased stuff. That's not the first time it's happened. It is for her. But can you believe that? Somebody
they already have a suspect.
I saw that. They have a warrant, but they haven't said who it is. This person is
just better.
He's in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Not only with Beyonce and stuff, but just with their fans.
Well, and also just the city. Like, why really you embarrass us in front of one of the most famous, like one of the most famous global stars? You went and broke into that car. I mean, you didn't know it was it was a Jeep Cherokee. And so you can't put stuff in the trunk. Anybody can see in the back. And apparently Atlanta has a real car break-in problem.
In Atlanta? No.
Big time.
I thought that was the safest place in the country.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I know that. Yeah.
Yeah, so Atlanta really has a problem. I mean, I think this happened on July 8th. And they said, like, there were already, like, 170 car break-ins that by that point that week.
Okay. Because I know they went to Apple, and Apple hunted this guy down by...
They had the GPS.
Yeah.
Because they stole their headphones, too. And so, I mean, if you have AirPods, if you ever notice, it's GPSed to your phone. Like, you can do the Find My for your headphones.
Oh, you can't headphones. I didn't know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. Right, we did it the other day. My Declan couldn't find his AirPods and he pulled it up on his phone and he's like, it's here somewhere. And I was like, did you check your bag? He's like, here they are. I was like, I should get money for all the stuff I find in just regular spots.
You will
unbelievable.
Later.
Huh?
You will later.
At some point. So that's what's going on with Beyonce.
Okay.
It was like set lists and stuff like that. I guarantee you it was the choreographer and one of her backup dancers. Those people have to be losing their minds.
Well,
because like you work for this. The phone call to the police was really funny.
Okay.
They,
I haven't
like
heard
dropped
it yet.
A recording and they're like, we work for somebody really important. Like they're like trying to tell the police, but like they don't want to use Beyonce's name on the 911 call.
Yeah.
But then they told them when they got there, they're like, the really important person that we were saying on the 911 call is Beyonce. I'm sure they were all like,
oh. Why would they leave that? I know it was in a parking garage, but why would they leave it in the car?
It was their suitcase. No, these were all in their suitcases. They each had a suitcase in there, and inside the suitcase were their MacBooks and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so
God.
Somebody just broke into a car. They saw luggage. They broke in and stole the luggage. They had no idea whose it was or what it was. Until they like, uh-oh, I done messed up now.
Done messed up now. Wow.
The Emmy Awards came out.
Okay.
And it looks like it's a good year for HBO. 142 nominations. They finally are back in first place. And then that is followed by Netflix that have 120. And Apple has 81. So it's interesting to see like how far all the streamers have come. This is the first time ever that streamers now, last month, streaming overtook broadcast and cable television as the like major outlet for TV consumption.
I only watch regular television to get the news, local news. That's really, there's nothing else. And that and Wheel of Fortune.
And are you streaming it though? Like, do you stream it?
I have YouTube TV. That's not streaming. Is that streaming?
Because you're using that as your platform. Like you don't have a,
I don't have Cox.
Right.
So that
I
would
mean,
be
YouTube is a streaming platform like Hulu. Okay. You can do Hulu Live, but you're getting your live TV through Hulu.
Okay. So I guess I am streaming then. I never thought of it like that because I don't have Cox. I don't have a wire to the house. So, or I'm not doing satellite. So I am streaming.
Yeah. That's how you're getting your media.
Why wouldn't everybody just stream? It seems easier and cheaper and less of a hassle.
It does until it's not. Like, it is until you're having internet problems, and then that takes you offline of everything.
Yeah.
It's your computer, it's your television, it's everything.
See, I've never had issues. I had more issues with local.
Okay.
Unless this specific company would like to sponsor the show, I'm going to say it. Well, there's only local. I mean, there's CenturyLink and there's Cox.
Yeah.
Right. I've never had issues with, unless it was a power outage, but then you got all of the issues.
Everything's
right?
out. Yeah. I mean, then that's just everything. So the big ones were Apple. If you have Apple TV, it is Severance. Everybody's talking about it. Season 2 of Severance.
Are you on it? Have you
I haven't watched. I was waiting till I could binge it because Apple's one of those platforms that they only let out one episode per week.
Yeah. Have you seen the first season?
Yes.
Have you really? Okay. All right. We got into it, but for some reason we drift off into a different realm and then eventually circle back. So maybe that's what we'll do tonight.
So then the other big one is The Penguin on HBO.
I thought it was good.
I haven't watched it.
I thought it was.
I'm
really
just uninterested,
good.
And I
it's
feel
Colin
bad.
Farrell.
I know, and I love him, but it doesn't look like him. So
it doesn't. But you know what? When you, because I didn't really realize up ahead of, when I was watching it, but then I realized it was him, and I was like, "Holy smokes!" So you can still see it, but it's pretty good, Molly.
I know. Well, that's the nice thing I like about when the Emmy Award nominations come out.
Mm-hmm.
It highlights shows that maybe you slept on during the year, like you know. Like all of a sudden they're talking about this thriller series called Paradise. And I'm like, I want to check that out. And I didn't even realize I didn't even know it existed. And now all of a sudden it's on my radar and it got nominated for a bunch of stuff. So I'll check it out. And same thing with The Penguin. Like I was kind of like indifferent about it, but then I see, oh my gosh, it's racking up like all these nominations.
It was good. I thought it was really good. Again, I don't even know if I finished it.
You'll be happy to know that on White Lotus that Amy Lou Wood got nominated.
Which one was her with the teeth?
Yes, with the teeth.
I don't really have the teeth, but I can pretend.
Yes, with the teeth.
Oh, my Lord.
So she's really excited that that's out. You're like, hold on a second. Wait, what?
Hot dog.
You're breaking all your eating rules today. Yeah, Parker Posey also got nominated, and I loved her character.
How about Forehead Guy? He didn't get it. I like him.
I gotta check the guys. I didn't go. Bet he did. There's no way he didn't.
Yeah, has to. I hope the girl with Amy Lou. Is that her name?
Amy Lou Wood.
That's the girl that everybody made fun of. Saturday Night Live made fun of her. Did that bit on her teeth, and everybody got sensitive, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the whole thing. So I mean, White Lotus really swept it up. I mean, they got a lot of nominations. Severance and White Lotus were like the big ones.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. You seriously are so mean. I'm trying to look up and see if that guy got nominated.
I
know how much you love him.
I do. I saw him on Saturday Night Live and I loved him. He brought his mom on. It was Mother's Day special. It was great.
Oh my God. Kathy Bates got nominated for Matlock. For what? I'm like, what
for
two
Matlock?
People? Yes. The reboot. I was like, what three people on. Are watching that show? Those are people that have terrestrial television because they only have three channels to choose from. And they're like, I guess I'll watch Matlock.
Matlock.
I know.
What else is it? Who else is nominated that we would know? Is like the bear in there or is that not?
Well, the bear is like falling out of favor. You know, it got nominated, but I hate this. It's nominated in the category of comedy. I'm like, there ain't nothing funny.
No comedy
about the bear.
We got into the bear this latest season. I don't know if it's four. Three was a little heavy. Four, it's just, we watched a couple of them. And they keep saying, oh, we're back to what we started. It's not true. It still seems a little heavy and just kind of drug on. So, yeah, I think they kind of messed up on their last deal. I don't know.
I haven't watched this latest season just because the season before that was so heavy. I'm like,
it's still kind of heavy, but now it's focused on what's his name and continuing on with his restaurant for the most part. So.
I just think that it shouldn't be that heavy. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I get it. Like I worked, but there's also a certain point where you just think, what is the point of watching a bunch of people be stressed out? Like you're so stressed.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I thought one more category that I wanted to throw in.
Mm-hmm.
Competitive reality shows.
Oh, so that's like Survivor and all right. What are they?
So Survivor, Top Chef, Amazing Race, RuPaul's Drag Race, and The Traitors. Did you ever watch The Traitors?
No.
They won last year.
The Traitors.
It's so good.
What is it about?
So good. They're all in this castle, and it's like celebrities, and they're all in this castle, and two people are the traitors, and they get to like meet. Nobody knows who they are, and you have to guess.
Traitors,
it's almost like Clue.
Like the traitors is in you're trading.
No,
goods?
As in like you traitor, you betrayed
me. Oh, the traitor. Okay.
Yes. Castle in Scotland. And they all are living together and two people are blind chosen to be the traitors and they meet up in like the I don't know, the like parapet, really? Whatever they call it. And so they decide every night which one's going to be killed, AKA kicked off the show.
Okay.
And so then everybody who's left is like, oh my God, I can't believe they kicked off Big Party. I thought for sure he was safe or I thought for sure he was the traitor. So then they all sit in this big table and they're looking around like, who is it?
Oh my God. Ryan Lochte was in the,
yes,
they're in the third season. There are a lot of B-list guys, but hey,
I'm telling you, I watched it. It was fantastic.
I think that's what we're doing. Okay.
Oh, you got to watch it. It's so good. And Alan Cumming is just so funny. Like that's the biggest thing is that just watching Alan Cumming is like so great. Like he's the host. He's got like a ton of fabulous outfits every day. Watch
it. Traitors. All right. Traitors. I'll get on it for sure. All right. Hey, real quick. All right. We had our live show. Make sure you check us out on anywhere you get your podcast, but also watch us on the Herd at One Network on YouTube. You can see the live show we did on Saturday, which you didn't know It was the 50th.
I know.
It just was planned out like that. And plus we announced player of the month. The employee of the month.
Yes.
As well. And whoever won that was Murray, the cat. And
I have it right here.
We have the plaque.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. There's Murray. Murray the cat.
Murray.
Well deserved, by the way. I mean, he's brought himself into this podcast so many times.
Yeah, he's just screaming like outside the door right now.
Just like what? David. Just like Super Gracie's cat as well. And mm-hmm. then Tequila has made it in a lot as well. So, man, you got some tough competition.
I do. Now that we've opened it up to pets, I feel pretty certain that it's going to be a long wait for me to finally break that.
So tell me, I'm watching the video of the show. You can get it on anywhere. There's you can get it on our socials, whatever the case is. Did you think, because there is some suspense built.
Yes.
Did you think during that suspense part that you were going to get it? Honestly, what'd you think?
No. I mean, it was suspenseful to find out who was going to get it,
uh-huh.
but I knew it wasn't going to be me. There was just no way. It would have been you would have been really pandering if you gave it to me. Like, it would have been like, here you go. I wouldn't even felt genuine. Like, it would have felt like you were just putting on a show because it was a live show.
Yeah.
Well, you picked the one person I couldn't be upset about.
Absolutely.
You picked Murray. Votes.
We did everything, you know, and then after all the votes came in, it came in down to performance.
Peter's like, I have a few things to say about the cat's performance. You know so what? It was funny.
Yeah, go ahead.
After the show, Grace came up to me and she's like, I just want you to know, I voted for Murray. I was like, you traitor.
She did.
She's like, I voted for Murray. It's like, et tu, Grace, et tu.
All right. And so, so we did a merch drop too at the show. So, go get your merch. You can find the link in the liner notes of everything, but it's at her dat one for the most part, or you can just find us on the Big Party Show page. We all got it there. DM us, message us at bpscrasher@gmail, or call us at 402, text us at 402-915-0960. I'll get it to you. One thing we did drop is the Ask Me About My Cat shirt for Molly. That was a surprise for the 50th that I gave her. What happened when you were wearing it?
Okay, so I was staying at the Embassy Suites in the Old Market and went down for breakfast, and I was clearing my table and I was walking to go dump my stuff off. And this guy's like, what about your cat? And I was like, what are you like? I had a moment where I was like, what kind of weirdo is this? And then all of a sudden I was like, and I looked down, I was like, I'm wearing the shirt. So it works. Somebody asked me about my cat.
Yes. I'm telling you, people are going to
ask. And it was a guy. It was not a lady. It was a guy.
Well, it's a question. Ask me about my cat. I mean, like I said, that's every crazy cat woman's dream, is someone to ask me about your cat. So if you have a cat and you like cat talk, then get this shirt. People will ask you about your cat.
It really does work, people. 100% of the time.
I love it. And Peter was sporting his employee of the month shirt that I got him as well. So
we were flexing at the field club. He was rocking his employee of the month. And I was wearing my Party Crasher t-shirt. And all these guys came off the golf course and they're like, yeah, you're a Party Crasher. I was like, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works, people. See, it works.
You'll get all sorts of fun attention.
All right. So
men, apparently, that's the thing. I haven't had a single, I was on my way to the bathroom and a woman told me she liked my shirt. I was wearing the tank top, the Party Crasher tank top. She said she liked it. But most of the attention I've gotten has been from males.
I'm sure.
I've been getting lots of male attention wearing
hooting
this
and hollering. Well, don't make that stop you wearing that. That's for sure.
No, right, it's going to make it wear it more. Keep Peter on his toes.
Last question for you, because you had Declan, who is how old?
15.
15. And Mara, who is?
13.
13 at the show. They're the youngest people at the show. It was 18 and up. What did they think? What was their thoughts on everything. Because really I said some things. It. I said some things. I'm like, oh God, I forgot they were there. But at the same time, I, like you had said, you know,
they're fine. Okay, like, so. I'm their mom. Like they're okay. And my nephew Conroy was there.
Oh, that's
and
right.
He he's even said younger. he's like, you guys were really funny. I was like, aw. Okay. They liked
okay.
it.
Okay.
All Declan right, was deal. Just all Declan was all butt hurt. He's like, you didn't even mention my YouTube channel.
Oh, really?
I'm like, get your own live show. So now who knows? Maybe he will. But he was all like, you could have thrown it out there. I was like, under what context? Oh, and by the way, everybody, I'm already asking you to listen to my YouTube show. Yeah. But if you have extra time on top of that extra time,
uh-huh.
there's a 15-year-old in the audience.
What is the name of, does he have a name of it? Is Declan,
I believe know? It's Razor Sharp.
All right, look it up, people.
I mean, God help us. I don't even know. My friend, apparently he had to do a final project for school and he posted it and I ended up hearing from people. They're like, he's funny. And I was okay, like, what are then? You talking about? And apparently like he posted something that was entertaining or something.
Okay. All right.
I'm his mom. I'm not allowed.
I was going to say, you're his mom. All right, people, you know the gig. Go ahead and spread the word, please. Party Crashers, help us out. Work on our website, and that baby's going to be launching soon.
Yeah,
you guys are going to be happy about that. But it's bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, 402-915-0962. That's the party line. We'll take texts. Do you have any questions, anything like that? You got any pictures from the live show, Crashers?
Yeah.
Then go ahead and send them to us, please. And, geez, is there anything else we're missing? Gracie, thank you for letting me watch you eat an apple. That was great.
So sorry. so sorry. You got to watch him eat a hot dog. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
Interactive television.
You got to love it. I think that's it. Go ahead and follow and spread the word. And, tell everybody we're out there and about. And make sure you like, subscribe, follow, mm-hmm. rate, all that stuff. Because that stuff keeps us going. I know it sounds weird to say that, but it does. So do that on all of the Apple and Spotify and all that stuff. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys on Friday for Fun Factory. Have a safe couple days and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.